Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Bite Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
You can host the best backyard barbecue when you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
Misfit Toys.
Well, well, well. How are you? Let's get right to it. I knew this was going to be fun. It's the return of Jack Hackett and Cam Gavinsky. And Jack Hackett's brother, Sean Hackett, was just chilling out on the sofa, enjoying the show. It was great having him there. He's a good energy. It's nice to have energy in the studio. And it was a lot of fun. It was so much fun. And I remembered what you say, Texas. If you're having fun, we're having fun. Now, I know I talk about this on the show today, but I just want to let you know, Philadelphia, I'm not going to give the dates and everything, but Philadelphia, I start on like the 16th. I do that 3 days, take a day off, move over to New Hope, John and Peters, and then take 2 days off and end up in Pittsburgh at the Comedy Arcade Theater. And I hope to see you there. So that's that. So today is a two-parter. And, of course, the next part will be next week. I'll be on the road with Cam Gavinsky. He'll be doing keyboards and iPads and a lot going on back there. So, I'm very excited. And, get into it today. Put your pajamas on. Get comfortable. Go take a shower. Now, I don't know. Maybe you're on the train or your bike or sitting outside. But, I mean, if you're at home, why not? Why not? And I think that's it. Fun show. Sean, I think it's on the second half, but I really tried to motivate people that already want to take music lessons. You got to want to do it. I can't motivate people that are just saying they want to take music lessons but don't really want to. But I think it's on the second half, Sean. You're going to love it. All right. Thank you. Enjoy the show. And we now join the Todd Glass Show. Already in progress.
Yeah, there's no live audience.
I just figured out, you know, to be honest with you, that headphones, I get it if you want headphones, but everyone thought you have to wear headphones. We don't wear headphones in here. We put it through the house. The headphones, I know, it makes it more intimate because it really brings you in. But what do you think?
I don't care.
Well, great guess. You're right not to care. By the way, do you think we started?
No. I see the light. We've been starting.
We did start.
Well, because I remember we used to do this podcast with headphones.
Well, we did.
So I've done both.
You've done both. So it doesn't matter to you.
I was just trying to make you happy.
Oh, thank you. See,
but yeah, PA is better.
Well, you want just a bunch of brown noses around all the time?
How
is that what you
dare
want?
You? Why would you even?
You got some shit on your nose, by the
way. Wow, you guys are really, I'm really happy to have you here. Don't try to show off in front of Sean either. Don't do something you don't normally do. This is a very loving. Sean, no
I'm not showing off. I'm not showing off.
Sean knows better.
That's laughing. Not a show off. That's just what I kind of do that. Wow. Sometimes. It's like a nervous tick.
Listen, here's the. Let me set the scene.
He's a Tourette's drummer.
Let me set the scene. Be nice. Slow everybody down. This is the opening of the show. This is the way I do it. Shh. You got to calm people down. Now, I'm not joking around. Truth. Did anybody notice my hair looked like better than normal or different? No.
No.
Right, good. That I know that's the answer because you figure it out after a while. Like sometimes when I get a haircut, I get it. Like I really had a little taken off. I get it. It just makes me feel better. I understand. But sometimes I get a haircut that I like so much. I mean, yeah. And I go out into the public.
I've never seen you have a bad hair day. Jack and I get bad hair days.
We get
quite
bad hair
bit.
Days all the time. That's why the hats are on. Hats.
Yeah.
That's what you think. But in my mind, I don't know. When you have your hair, I never see a mistake that thick. You both have thick. You right. have the type of hair I want to pull.
Right. But
you know what I mean? Because it's so thick and you can do anything you want with it. Oh, a hard part down there. I'll throw it over that way. It's like 1950s good hair, Jack Hackett.
It's triple canopy jungle hair. It's
yes.
thick. You got to use a machete to get in there.
Yeah, and he probably goes, oh, it's not as good as you think. Really? I hope one day your hair is. And mine's not bad. That's how much I get your appreciation for your hair. I don't have bad hair. I get it. I'm not saying I do, but it's not fucking that.
How often do you get a haircut?
Every day.
Wow.
This is the cold opening. Isn't that fun that this show hasn't even started. Other shows, because I want to, you know, address, they think, oh, this is the show. This is not our show. This is the cold opening. It means some people, I go, oh, would you rather not hear this cold opening where we sort of get our gears going? The show starts at 30 minutes in. Today it'll probably be 10 minutes in. It's going to be a short cold opening. But nobody can complain about this part of the show because their friends are going to go, why do you just listen to the show then? He literally on every show says it's at 20 minutes, 30 minutes. Maybe there are people that go, I love Todd, but I just listen to the show. I wouldn't be offended. Yeah. You're listening to the show going, oh, they go on and on and on. And it frees me up. This part here, this is just the pre-show. Yeah.
And
we're talking.
Free. This for is no free. Extra cost.
And so's the yeah. show free. Yeah. But I like to set the scene. And what you, oh, as far as what you just said about the hair, no, you didn't really say anything. I said it, but you do, is it fun to have thick hair like that? Like doing all whatever you want to it? Be honest.
I can't do whatever I want to it.
What can't you do to that head of hair?
I can't do a mohawk.
Yes, you can. That's one of the things you definitely could do.
Doesn't want to do a mohawk.
All right, listen, you're going to just, you know
what?
You
use really like thick product.
Thank you, Cam. I'm
Gorilla
glad
glue.
You're here.
Yeah.
No, Cam, I'm glad you're here because without that, I'd be going back and forth with him. Yeah. That's perfect mohawk hair. Believe me, I know hair.
I get a haircut every day. I know hair.
I get a haircut once a week, every 2 weeks.
Once a week, every 2 weeks.
No, once a week or every 2 weeks. Okay. Most I go is once every week and
every two weeks.
All right, so listen. So this is just a Max. Let's get this out of the way, and then we're going to start the show. It's going to be a short, cold opening today, and I'm going to tell you who's here. I always like to introduce it. Okay, we have Cam Gavinsky, who is on the board and a guest and on drums. Okay, and then Jack Hackett, these guys look. I'm gonna be honest. I'm not gonna. I just want to have fun. Have someone that's gonna do bits. Fucking, you know, like I say, like knock. If the bit had a dick, you knock its dick into the dirt. If the bit had a dick, you knock dick. That. You take bits. You have fun. And I was really looking forward
dick
to both
bits.
Of you being here today. Like I was like, it's gonna be everything I want it to be. And it's going to be easy, and it's a double episode.
Ooh.
And then your brother, Sean, is sitting in.
Hello.
Sean Hackett, ladies and gentlemen.
Yay! Give him a drum roll.
Woo! We play, like, before we start the show, bring Love Lifting Me, maybe.
Oh, yeah. We have
and play him in, you know, like, it's the brother of our guest. Make him feel at home. Sean Hackett, everybody.
Wow.
Here we go. Jack Hackett, everybody, his brother Sean. me tell you something. The reason I throw this love to Sean, because he's going to listen to this later in the car. I'm one step ahead. And then when you're listening to it in the car, he's going to go, he said I was going to be listening in the car. We could all say hi to him right now.
Hey
Sean,
hey,
in the
Sean.
Car.
Look out in front of you. Oh, my God.
Ah, Sean. Maybe he needs positivity.
Hey,
Sean,
man.
You're good.
You're such a good driver.
You're kind.
Oh, my God, oh don't so miss that. Don't miss that left turn.
Don't. Guys, hold on. You're making a parody of it. You're just, compliments on top of each other. Make it realistic, a good affirmation. Okay, here we go. Okay. Oh, you're great.
Oh, I bet you're driving a fancy car because you're so cool.
You're
so
cool.
Oh, yeah, look at you.
You won't crash if you clean the shit off your jeans.
Why do you have to curse? Are you edgy? Are you one of those guys? Because you can...
Jack is edgy.
I'm edgy, man.
Do we have that shit jingle?
If he's going to
say something edgy, we'll follow it up tonight with this. You're going to love it. It's going to be like your gimmick. Whenever you have one of your little, whatever you want to call it,
I just calls it how I sees it.
You
know
he calls
saying?
It how you see
he
it.
He
does.
He
calls.
Guy,
he always
you know?
Calls
no
it.
No holds
yes,
barred.
Yes, right, exactly.
Yeah. I don't pull no punches.
He doesn't. You don't pull no punches.
No.
What am I, some palooka?
What are you, some palooka? If you want to be a palooka, you know what you do? You go down and eat a butt of palooka.
All right, and if I could just see some ID for the wine.
No, not that, though. Just the edited part. What the fuck
what
is going
was
on?
That?
That's Well, that's the beginning of it, but there is an oh shit jingle. I say we try to find it.
Yeah,
it's stupid.
He played it 20 times on the last time.
I know, he really did.
How many times?
20.
Oh, shit! Oh,
that's a lot
shit.
Of times.
That's a lot of times.
Yeah. Play it again.
Yeah.
Oh, shit! Oh,
now, here's what I'm going to ask you tonight. And then we're going to start. I know exactly what I'm doing, and then we're off to start.
You're a professional.
Thank you. I appreciate that. Mm-hmm. I said kind words about everybody here. This is a good energy in the room. I don't take it for granted. You know, that's how people are supposed to be. Easy. Friendships can be easy. When you meet the right people, friendships can be easy. One good thing when I come to self-analyze myself, if I'm going to make myself feel good, I'm critical, I do have a lot of long-standing friendships. And I hope it's with all my quirks and all my... that I have just enough to just have friends, you know? A lot of people, they go, I don't talk to them anymore. Fuck them. Oh, Jesus, am I next? Anyway. tonight on the show, I want you to play this. Yeah. I mean, I'm talking like this one here. You can play it.
Yeah, you want to play it right now?
Yes. Yeah. Let's hold on. We should celebrate.
Oh, okay.
Guess what we did?
What'd you do?
We're 2 minutes away. 2 minutes away from the cold opening being done. We did it.
We did it.
Come on, got to celebrate. And you know what else we did? I'm not even joking. I'm not trying to overuse it because this is a...
It's a big moment.
We welcome Sean already.
We welcome him.
We did it.
Yay!
We got to celebrate tonight. I want to do that. Now, I want you to look me in the eye. May pretend you get paid $20,000.
Which eye?
No, why do you...
One of them's, I mean...
Why don't you play your oh shit jingle?
Good question. You got to be honest.
Look me in the both eyes.
You didn't say look me in the eyes.
Look me in the eyes. Okay. Look me in the eye. You're right. Well, what is the expression?
It's look me in the eye.
It is.
So it's like
look
you got to
in the eye if you're like confronting someone.
This
it's
is
like
why I drink with the two of you. Okay.
We get down to the real
stuff.
No,
shoot. No, this phrase is BS. We're poking holes in society.
That's what we do.
Oh shit.
We calls it how we sees it.
I do.
Because we're edgy.
All right, listen. No one's edgier than me.
Oh, shit!
You know what they did? They called to give me an edgy award. That's just a true story. They called me. They go, Todd, we want to honor you at this year's...
The edgies.
Edgies.
Oh, that's a different award show.
Oh, is that something else?
That's for something else.
Oh, Jesus Christ. They are looking at us on our phones. I told them to go fuck themselves.
You did?
Yes.
Oh, shit!
Yes!
Oh, shit.
Yeah. They called up, hey, Todd, we want to honor you. I go, honor yourself.
Oh, shit! Oh,
and stop with these awards.
Damn right.
Damn wrong.
Oh.
Ooh. All right, listen. So I want you to play that. We did it. Celebrate tonight. Don't overdo it. Overdo it, but don't make a mockery of it and do it perfect.
Okay.
Take this seriously, man.
Also, honey, what's this? We're in stressed out times.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
People get stressed out. Mm-hmm. Sometimes they need love times 1,000. Mm. A lot throughout the show. You play it 2 times, no big deal. But I mean, by the end of the show, I want this song stuck in my head.
Yeah,
so let me hear it. Yes, let's hear it now.
You're my honey bun sugar plum, pumpy umby umpkin. You're my sweetie pie. You're my cupcake gumdrop, snickums, bickums. You're the apple of my eye, and I love you so, and I want.
That's the type of love we're gonna throw at you. You don't, you can't handle it. You're blushing. Well, tough shit. That's what we're doing.
That's what you're gonna get.
That's the type of love. That's what you're gonna get.
And you deserve it.
Deserve it.
You are a deserving person of our love.
You're driving in the car. You think you don't deserve it? You do deserve it.
And you use your blinker, and you don't cut no one off.
I ain't shitting around.
You're my honey bun sugar plum, pumpy-umby-um.
Preach!
You're my sweetie pie.
Sing it!
You're my cupcake gumdrop, snickums, bickums. You're the apple of my eye, and I love you so, and I want.
Wow. You're driving in the car, you hear that, you get a little warm feeling in your belly, go with it!
It's not IBS.
Play
it's
again.
Affection.
I ain't shitting around anymore.
You're my honey bun sugar plum, pumpy umby umpkin. You're my sweetie pie. You're my cupcake gumdrop, snickums, bickums. You're the apple of my eye, and I love you so, and I want.
All right, she's a little annoying. Anyway, yeah. I'm kidding. I did that for a joke, but I shouldn't have said that. Okay. We're on our way to starting the show. I guess I could do one more thing, and then we'll start. No, you know what? I don't need that. What does this say? Max Barth.
Oh,
Max Barth, baby.
Max Barth.
Max Barth.
Maxie, baby. Maxie.
Baby, you don't think we don't know who you
you
are?
Don't think Maxie, we know what you
want? No. Come on, Max.
We love you, Max.
Max,
B.
So what if
Max
I said your last name wrong? If I said it wrong, I'd say it right. If I said it right, I'd say it wrong. Oh,
no.
We say it wrong to make you love us more.
Yeah, Max Barth. Is it Max Barth? Yeah. I know him. Yeah. He's a comedian from Philadelphia. We've talked on the phone. I was trying to find the bit he played. We played a bit of his on. Can you just send me the clean bit? Someone tell Max we're talking about him. That way it makes this easier for me. Sometimes I do that. I feel like I give the listeners homework, but I appreciate it. You know, and they'll tweet at him, hey, Todd Glass. Then he listens to the show. They tell him when at the 19-minute mark. Max is here now. He's with us. We're talking directly to him. If the word got out, hi, Max Barth.
Hi, Max Barth.
Comedian from Philly. So, what's going on here?
He's working. He's co-writing a comic.
Good. I told him he should have done that years ago. All right.
It's called. Well,
it's a comic book, right?
Yeah. Commander in Chief, I believe. Mm-hmm. It's a play on Commander in Chief.
I don't know what that
my friend saw it and he thought it was really cool.
Yeah. It's, the first issue is available for pre-order.
I don't read, by the way. That's why people go, I don't like to lie and say I saw it, but I try to, you know, say something kind.
There's pictures. There's images.
Pictures? I didn't know there were pictures.
It's a comic book. There's pictures.
Well, I wasn't listening. Max, come on, relax.
I guess it's about.
So he's. It's about
chef
what?
Becomes the president because everyone else above him at the White House has died.
Oh, cool.
So, like, he's the next in line.
Can
so
I tell you something? I bet he'd do a good job. I bet that might be a point within that comic book that maybe the qualities of a good chef would make a good president.
You think?
Well, you have somebody lead her over from another country. What if you make him his favorite beef stew?
Oh,
You think
oh
I'm
shit! Oh, shit!
I'm not shitting around anymore. This show is number one by the Podcasters Association of
it
America.
Is?
Yes, we have a jam.
Oh, shit! Oh, shit! Yeah.
So, welcome everybody here. Max, I don't think I promoted it for you, but we're going to, this is a placeholder. Tell me what you want. Make it easier. Make me an ad of what you want, audio. Send it to me where you send me the other stuff. Make it clean. Put a little music behind it. And I'll play what you want. Your little, let's call it, you're going to make a, you know, when they have like a telethon and they're trying to, you're going to do your version of that. And it could be up to 30 seconds or a minute. I'd say 30 seconds.
30 seconds is pretty good.
Give him a minute. Give the guy a minute. Come
no,
on.
30 you seconds know, is enough.
You convinced me. It should be a minute.
Come on. 30
like,
seconds is enough.
Minute. A minute.
I mean, what do you need that extra 30 seconds for?
What are you going to do?
All right. Okay. Okay. No, no, you're right. You're right. Let him do a minute. Let him do a minute. Minute's good.
How about 2 minutes?
Yeah, why not?
Now you're being...
No,
what's wrong with 2 minutes?
Because it's in the middle of a show.
You're going to give him a minute. Might as well give him
this guy's going to send it in, Max, you know, so I can't have
two. Song?
How about a minute and a half?
No, I'm not backing down from
minutes.
This.
Come on, come on.
If he cares, he'll make a 2-minute ad. This is what he wants to do.
You know what you could do? You could have it in 30-second increments,
guys,
but
no,
it's
no,
overall
no.
10 minutes.
Because if I do it in the bit right now, then I got to do it. I'm not doing it.
Don't be a fucking
God,
dumb
idiot.
Why
are you so selfish?
Maybe you're
help
right.
Him out.
Maybe,
Commander and Chef,
what's a measly extra
30
seconds?
What is literally
what's
wrong
the difference
with
between a minute and a half and 2 minutes?
You guys are great. I fucking love you. This is the way this bit should be done.
Well, I love Max, so give him the 2.
All right, 2 minutes. But I don't want the joke, truth, to go past 2 minutes.
Oh, yeah, it shouldn't.
Max, and this should be entertaining. This is you getting to entertain the audience and at the same time say, here's what I need. Maybe you're looking, I think it might be donations or buy the book. I would imagine it's buying the book. Do your 2 minute, and we're going to play it. Minute and 50 seconds, I swear to God, don't fuck with me. So, welcome everybody. Welcome to the barn.
Yeah.
Let's start the show.
Woo!
Here we go.
There's a barn.
Oh my God.
What a barn.
Can you believe it?
Only funny people go there.
What are you doing? What's going on here? Sure, it's a big deal. This show is a big deal. Every one of these could be a Netflix special. There's music. There's silly dancing.
And a lot of podcast people.
That's right. Tell it the way it is, Joe.
The bells and whistles. The bubbles and the soap.
Here we go.
When they hear Todd Glass do the intro, everybody's ready for the show. They want to hear their favorite guests.
Listen to the words.
Do the bits bop, bop, they bop. Love the best.
Here we go.
Then they hear a rumble on the drums. When that happy moment finally comes.
Come on, people.
All the joy the show.
I'm not shitting around anymore. This show is back and we're doing better than ever.
Sing.
Louder than ever. Oh my God, sure it's exciting. Shut the fuck up.
It's the Todd Glass Show.
Thank you.
Broadcasting out of the barn. It's the Todd Glass Show. Chris Hardwick sounds.
The Todd Glass Show is better than ever!
In 3D.
Season 34, baby!
I'm on fire.
We're in the Thunderdome with Todd Glass!
Did you get renewed for another podcast season, Todd?
No, but I hope I get...
What are you going to add video renewed? To this whole
my
podcast?
My mom, once thing. I told my mom, like 2 years after... Let me lower everything here. Let me pay attention. Hello, hello? The mic's working, the music. Next time we play music, I want you to... Make sure the levels, like, look over with me
sure
at the levels. Yeah, but it's probably good. I like it loud. But, boy, that was a fun opening. I screamed away from the mic, so the people at home.
Hey, we did
fine.
The opening, though.
We did the opening?
Yeah.
Shut up. Oh, my God. Seriously.
We did it.
We did it.
We did it.
Yay.
We did it.
Wow. That's fun. Thank you. And thank you. You know,
thank you, Dora.
You know what else we did? You kept. I asked you to play it, and you kept remembering to do it. So
I did it?
Yeah, you did it.
I did it.
Yeah, that's what I wanted you to do.
We did it.
We did it.
We did it.
We did it. Yay!
We did it.
You know what I watch? You two have more rhythm and more memory and more ability to just, I can tell, you already know the words and when to go yay. I'm lost. I'm just like, bah, 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 open and shut my mouth.
Can I tell you a secret?
Yeah. Yeah.
It's because we grew up on this show where the song is from.
Are you
show.
Serious?
Yeah, it's from Dora the Explorer.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah, it teaches kids how to
swipe or no swiping. Yeah.
Let me hear it again. That's the only part we
but
need.
We didn't earn that, though. We didn't do anything.
That was good, though.
We didn't do it, though.
All right. You know, it doesn't matter. Your timing, even in a silly thing, is timing and being able to, you know, do things.
Fucking ridiculous. Do you want us to back you up? Like, just wait, to make the listeners think that you were talking about something.
We should get the mumble on the board
and
have it ready. That mumble is an essential part, sometimes making a guest feel good. Yeah, it makes yourself
kind of feel good.
Yeah, like remember we were all talking about Sean coming.
Oh, he was walking in.
Yeah, we were all like, oh, Sean.
Like, we need to compliment him on his driving.
Oh, Sean's coming. That's really cool.
Because he needs to, like, feel comfortable driving.
I was like, oh, Sean coming? And then he ended up, I was like, oh, is he coming to the show? And he said he was, but he had to get up. But it was really cool. No, Sean. And I remember I said, oh, Sean, yeah. Your brother? I love him. He's great. And then you came, you go, oh, he'd love to sit in. We were listening to the show. And everyone's like, Sean.
Like, sit over
and then
there,
I get a call. Like, Sean's coming to the podcast. Remember that?
Yeah. Oh,
like,
I can't believe it.
Yeah, I'm like, Sean's coming. And then everyone's standing. I'm at the mall. There's like 30 people running at me. And they're all going, oh, is that Sean going? That mumble is mumble. It's called Mumble Helper.
I don't know.
Who cares? It's still playing. Wait. Now this isn't even working. Press play.
Are you on mumble?
Oh, yes, it is.
Yeah.
That's working.
Scary. Something scary going on in the studio.
Something scary is going on.
We're 21 minutes into a two-parter. We're 21 minutes in. We're 21 minutes into a two-parter.
Oh, shit!
And we're going to start the fun. It's just going to be... Let me tell you something.
What's up?
I just want this to be a show where we take our time and we... You know,
we need to say everything we thought just through.
We just
no
let it
need for or likes.
We let it breathe.
Have you ever taken a speech class?
No.
Not that you need one.
No, how dare you? Oh shit!
You're a good talker.
I want to let it breathe.
Okay, sure.
You know this show. I'm gonna take a few hits. To be honest, we're gonna enjoy this. Just take like a second. Just let it breathe.
I know that I can't be a few. I'll be myself. Be myself. I'm told to be over the moon. I can teach myself. Teach myself. But I'm bold. I can feel that it's true. Believe myself. Believe myself. And I'll know it'll be over soon. And see myself. See myself. See myself.
See myself.
See myself.
See myself.
See myself.
See if you can tell, honestly, here, when the band stops, we're going to fade it out. We're going to let the audience decide. Like, people will probably be like, wait, I think that's them, but that's the goal of it. Here we go.
Hear myself. Hear myself. The rise back. I can feel myself. Be myself. I need to be myself. Be myself.
Ba 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 boom, ba ba boom. We're gonna have fun now, you know.
We didn't come in at all.
What?
We just played the track. We didn't even.
We never. Yeah. We should have told people that.
Music. I got lost in the music. I forgot.
Baby, lock them doors. Baby, you know. Have let's have some fun tonight. Baby, lock them doors.
Ready?
Yeah. Baby, lock them doors. Can you? You have the guys doing it.
The full one?
Yeah.
Yeah, I can do it.
Sorry.
No, you're good.
This looked fun, and I thought we could do it around here with the three of us.
What is it?
You want to like show them an example first?
Don't be fresh. I laugh at my own joke.
Subway.
It's what a mental patient does.
And Crystalia.
What, laughing at your own jokes?
Yeah. I guess he's a mental patient.
Baby, lock them doors and turn them. Baby, lock them doors and turn them.
Baby, lock them doors and turn
them.
Okay, so
lock them doors and turn.
So here's what happened. All week with let me turn the reverb off. All week with Jim Gaffigan, I go, I'm going to get into your head too, because it was in my head. And then it got in his head more than it got in my head. He was watching TikTok videos where he goes, did you see this one? And I'm like, so then every time, get in the elevator, we get up to eat, come back from the bathroom, baby, lock them doors. Now I'm just saying it in my act. Baby, lock them doors. So then I'm like, well, it seems like it could be fun. We got a little guitar riff. You know what I mean? Baby, lock them. Baby, how deep can you get your voice? Baby, lock them doors and
turn them. Baby, lock them doors and turn them. That's all.
Baby, lock them.
Maybe we need to get some volume in our voice. That's the main thing right there.
Baby, lock them.
I feel like I can get my voice deeper without the microphone.
Baby, lock them doors. Baby, lock them doors and turn the lights down low.
No.
Baby, lock them. Baby, lock them doors.
I'm not saying they don't have deep voices, but they also do have their voice, you know, bass. You know, I'm not saying, of course.
Yeah, they're recording it different. The mic's underneath, so the deeper waves are going down below. If you put the mic below, it gets the deeper tones.
Baby, lock them doors and turn them lights down low.
You get the deeper tones of your voice.
Where's my strum?
Baby, lock them doors.
Because if you mic yourself.
Baby, lock them doors. Baby, lock them doors. How fast can you go? Baby, lock them doors. 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 Look at me
when the moon hits your eye.
Everybody have fun. Look how much fun we have on the Todd Glass Show. Are you shitting me? Get on the magic carpet. Get on the magic carpet. You want a yogurt machine? Is that what I heard? We got a yogurt machine. Shut up. And a real water slide on our magic carpet. We're going to take a trip. We're going to decide where we're going to go. Sean, is there anything you want on the magic carpet? It could be anything. A hot fudge sundae or... What does he want?
Orange sherbet.
Orange sherbet.
We can't do that.
No, geez.
We can't.
We can't get on.
I mean, it's a magic carpet.
It's a magic carpet. We don't get sherbet. Oh, should we pull the magic carpet? No, I don't like to do a bit negative with him. Because then it prevents him.
I do.
Because we're not negative on the show. We're not negative ever. Well, it's so over the top. It's obviously silly. Like, he asked for the most minimal thing. And we're like, we have a yogurt machine.
You're dumb.
But I want to talk to you.
We can do water slides. You can't do orange sherbet.
Now, you want lime sherbet? I can pull a few strings.
I got to talk to the guys. I got to run up the pole.
What sort of TikToks does Jim Gaffigan watch?
Does he watch spaghetti hands?
Usually.
Oh, he doesn't.
Can you show him?
I don't know what people
hands?
Do.
Spaghetti hands is pretty funny.
Yeah, that's what Jim Gaffigan.
Oh, you see that with the kid?
Yeah. Well. And he kept going, look. Oh, I got spaghetti hands.
He had.
He did not have spaghetti hands.
He had. You mean Jim's son that did that video with me?
No. There's a very funny video on TikTok. I forget who it's by, but it's like spaghetti hands.
Oh, I bet. I'm going to love it already. I'm constantly getting jealous
on TikTok.
It's
a guy who has like spaghetti for hands and like everything's covered in sauce. And like the roommate comes out and goes, Jerry, did you put spaghetti on my shirt again? He's like, I didn't. And he obviously did because he has spaghetti
for
hands.
Shut the fuck up. I love it.
That sounds really good.
Have you not seen this?
Damn it. No.
Are you serious?
No.
Okay, I'll send you later.
You know what one I just saw?
Do you know who does it, Cameron?
No, for the life of me, I can't. I can picture his face.
It's very punchable. Like, it's very
okay.
He's got a punchable face.
He probably runs like soundboards on podcasts.
Like,
I think it's like
I don't know if he's made other funny stuff.
In the description of it,
I think he's a one hit wonder.
The way you describe it, it sounds funny. Like you know it's going to be as funny as you think
it's
it is.
Cameron,
you know when
it's
you hear
his video, it went viral.
Shut the fuck up. See now you know.
I do.
Now you know I think it's funny.
You think it's funny?
Well, I just I didn't go off on it thinking it was yours. That's the best way to give something a compliment because you know I wasn't.
To be fair, you didn't even see it.
But guess what? What did I say? If you go back, he goes, "You know,
funny.
It's funny. You don't
I did
even,
a good job selling your hilarity."
Yeah, I go, "You know, it's
I
funny."
Wish you could do them wrong.
Sometimes you hear a description of a bit, and it doesn't tell funny, but it is funny. Sometimes you hear it, you're like, "I can see that being funny." That's what I said. Let me tell you something. You want that compliment? I can take it right back. Put it in a bag, give it to someone else.
You wouldn't do that, would you?
Yeah, you know what? Give it back.
Oh, shit! Oh,
that's
shit!
Right. Listen, I don't get it. But I don't get if it's okay if you don't have a real show. But I don't know. To me, real shows have commercials.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
I want everyone to calm down. Baby, lock them doors. Baby, lock them doors. Baby, lock them. Baby, lock them doors. Baby, lock them doors. Baby, lock them doors.
Baby, lock them doors.
You want to have a contest so you can do it the best?
Okay.
Baby, lock them doors and turn the. You only have to go to there. Go ahead.
Are you going for a
baby, lock them doors and turn them lights down. Yeah, that's better.
Let me give you the strum and then you do it.
Baby, lock them doors and turn them lights down.
Low.
He says, well, low. You can't just tag
him. I don't know. It cuts off before.
Now you're partnering up with him. Oh, we're a duo. He brought the whole thing and you go cha cha cha.
Dance, monkey, dance.
Now let me hear you do it if you want.
Low.
No.
I do that part.
Do the
He's
baby
nothing
lock.
Nothing without me.
Yeah,
baby,
you know
lock
what?
Them doors and turn them lights
down low.
Wow.
Yeah, thank you.
Just do it a strum and do it. Take it from the top. Do it. Give him another strum.
Who can do a better strum with their mouth?
But it's impossible.
That's pretty good.
Bloop.
All right, I'll go.
Okay.
Wow.
Whoa.
Oh, shit.
Guess what, guys, and I'm not even joking. Remember we said, you think we'll ever get to 31 minutes? You did, remember before
I
the show?
I didn't think we could make it.
We hit 31 minutes. We did it.
No
we
way.
Did it. We
oh,
did
shit.
It.
Oh,
we
shit.
Did it. We did it. We did it.
We did it.
We did it.
We did it.
We did it.
We did it.
Woo. Wow. It's fun to celebrate. And for you people at home.
You people.
They're listening. You did it too. Tell the people at home they did it. Whatever it is you wanted to do, I don't care if it was take a nap. You did it.
You did it. Good job, people at home.
You did it. You did it. You did it. Yay. I got it.
We did it.
You did it.
You did it. Out and got groceries.
That's got an abrupt ending. Maybe we could sand it off. Not now, but like if I could remember.
Take a belt sander to it and make it real smooth.
Yeah, I'll take it into the shop and see what I can do.
I'm all doing it. Hey. I got an email, asked us for another. And you know what, an email? I got an email. I get over 2 emails a week.
No way.
No,
one
a month.
If it's from The Gap, I'm going to be so mad.
One time I was there, they go,
you can get 80% off your order. It was like literally 70 or 80. But I so much don't want cards or anything. You feel bad in situations like they can get the card and can't. I don't want it. I'll pay another.
$6,000.
Sometimes they get you to sign up to go, well, there's already this deal. And one time I remember the guy said, it's basically you'd be getting 75% off.
You want to see something crazy? My wallet is like.
You have a George Costanza wallet.
I just have a bunch of like, I sign up for every loyalty thing. I'm very easily swayed.
You know what? If you can control it all and it's not overwhelming.
I never use it.
That's the problem.
Just the only thing, like, I don't think there's a problem with the loyalty cards because they don't mean anything. That's just a marketing scheme to get you back in. But once you get like a Guitar Center like credit card, then it's too far because then you owe someone money.
Let me ask you a question.
Okay.
And we are, ladies and gentlemen, you know, we like, no, it's on.
It's rolling.
This is a broadcast. We're 32 minutes into this broadcast. We're halfway through the halfway point. That means we have about another half an hour for the first show.
Okay.
And then we take a break. And then we're going to do the second show.
Okay.
So we got a lot done here tonight. Wow. We have a lot to do.
We're getting shit done.
But we're getting
shit done. Let's get back on schedule.
Let's get back on schedule. So what I'd like to
Spaghetti Hands.
No, hold on. Spaghetti. Oh, yeah. Spaghetti Hands. Patty Harrison. Do you know
Patty? Oh, yeah.
Did you see the video where she's jumping up and down and she, I guess... Look, the video that I'm about to say, it's either they're either hilarious or, you know, or there's no in between. Mm-hmm. Of course, hers is fucking hilarious.
Yeah.
And it's like she imitates like sort of the person doing a video. The camera work was shabby. And then it's like they're just so excited that they're doing. And then she's like something's happening at her ass. She's like bleeding. But she keeps going, oh, my God. She's so ignoring. And it's so sad and hilarious. And it fucking makes me visceral. She's so funny.
I would love
to have her on the podcast, but. I don't get nervous to ask people, and maybe I'm better off.
You have
then
managers?
I go somewhere. So what? I have less people I want on sometimes. That you know what I mean. That when you would put your, you don't know. So you just pull from your pool of friends.
Is that why when we got here there was a sign outside that said Patty Harrison?
I thought
was
she was showing.
And then it said Jack and Cam underneath.
She canceled on me. I know what I'm saying, and so does the listener. They, you know, there's a
because I know every time I make it, you make, is they just get us, the peons, and it's not about that. It's just a matter of getting all your friends that
we're
are
also available.
Let me tell you something. You're not always available.
Let me one time I wasn't available.
I never forgot.
Sorry.
I was like, what am I, a piece
of
shit?
I was at a funeral.
If David Letterman called, you'd leave your mother's funeral.
I would.
Here's what I like to say. Because
I'd be like, why is this guy calling me? How did you get my number?
I want to have fun tonight, and this is what we're going to do.
It hasn't been fun yet?
And it has been. You know I'm having a good time.
I don't know. I don't know you. I don't know you
anymore. Truth. This is why I like truth. Because if you hate it, you're not my right guest. Because you go, I don't want to have to be honest right now. I can't help it. I don't control. I don't make the rules. Honestly, no.
What do you mean you don't make the rules? This is your podcast.
Okay.
Who makes the rules?
Cam.
Who makes the rules?
Chris Hardwick. He still makes the rules for me. No, seriously, ask him.
This guy's a stranglehold.
Well, he's actually probably done more
is
helpful.
Is that why there's the big neon Chris Hardwick sign?
Well, I did that because I think he's let me, look, let's face it, this show isn't bringing him a lot of money, but he never gave up on me. Oh. He said, Todd, I think it's going to take you 40 years, but he goes, I'm never going to
save a 40-year podcast plan. That's not bad.
I saw Chris Hardwick takes care of himself. I saw him on something hosting. He looks good.
He probably gets a haircut like once or twice a week.
Good. I want to go. I want to have whoever tells him what to wear. Sometimes I couldn't be as he can be a little. What dude gives a shit? Why am I talking about Chris Hardwick?
Because he owns the podcast.
He owns the podcast. Oh,
big announcement.
He owns you. He owns me. He owns you.
So you guys are doing jingles?
Oh yeah. We started doing jingles.
And you have it. You make money?
Yeah.
Yeah, a little bit here and there. It's not. I mean, it's not.
Can
like
I read some of them?
You have to.
Yeah.
Oh, maybe. Really? You got to do it on the show? That's embarrassing.
Just let him do it. It's fine.
Well, I don't know.
We worked hard on them. Someone's got to hear them.
Look, I know, but it feels a little self-serving. Like we shouldn't promote ourselves.
Well, someone's got to be served here. We're not getting paid much for these. We might as well have it on this syndicated podcast.
It's
under Chris Hardwick's
wing. That's a good point. I mean, do you think it'll get us more exposure? I mean,
100% will get
us. That sounds so selfish. That sounds
Cameron,
so gross.
We've been sitting on these jingles for 3 years, man. Someone's got to hear them. This is
years.
Good stuff.
Cameron, can I interject?
Yeah, sure, Todd.
I don't think it can hurt. I mean,
right, exactly.
Okay, let people hear your work.
Can you promise not to, like, I don't know.
My dad pulled away from when I was in third grade. Pulled away from the school, waving and laughing. He ended up coming home that night, but I thought he was saying goodbye for good. But he was just being silly. But it still shocked me. Goodbye, I'll see you.
Wow, that was really traumatic, Todd. I'm glad you shared that with us.
Here's what I want to talk about.
Thank you, Todd. For
that's
sure.
Really vulnerable.
That's the darkest thing that's happened in my life. Should we all go share?
That's why he does comedy now, is because of that moment. It's the darkest.
You know,
that
I fell out of the car. My parents driving down the road.
Like
I fell out of the back door.
Through the floor? Oh, the back door.
Fell out of the back door. I remember being on the side of the road. I got up and I was like 3 years old. I got up. My dad came back.
You remember this?
We went to the restaurant and they got ice and they put it on my lip. And I remember my mom said, "Yeah, we were." And they were my parents were good parents. They did a great job.
I was golfing with my dad and Sean over here.
But people thought you got hit.
We hit a bump and I flew out of the golf cart.
Is that true?
And And I got up and there was a fistful of or a mouthful of dirt in my mouth that I spit it out. It was like a cartoon. I don't even know how
old
got
are you?
Do you remember this? I think it was fourth grade. Whatever. I think that's fourth grade.
Baby, lock them doors and turn them lights down low.
Baby, lock them doors.
Baby, lock them.
Baby, lock them doors.
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 Baby, lock.
Quit distracting. We need the jingles right.
Baby, lock them doors.
We want to play the jingles.
Okay. Yes. So I'll read them. This one here.
It's fair. We shouldn't do it. We should have Todd do it. That way we know if someone else reads it, it's good.
I
we're
just realized
writers.
Something. Do you sing them?
Yeah, of course.
Oh, yes, I'm just reading it on paper. It
no,
looks
we actually sing them. We sing them.
Okay,
sing
can
them.
I tell you which one? This one is... you know what? The joke is better if I don't tell it to you. See, when we were going to do this with the band on the road, right? Mm-hmm. Here's a better way to do this bit, and you guys will be great. I want to do this bit on the road with the band. And we're going to Philadelphia, and I'd like to do it there. So here's the bit. So I'll give them to you, and then you'll do it. So they're sure. Like...
we're shitty, but at least we're opened. And then that's all. Or like, where else are you going to get
7-Eleven?
Where else are you going to get cat food and tampons at 3 a.m? And he has little buttons. Okay. They're just harmonizing. I'll put a ton of reverb in them. And you'll. So here we go. So it's like, I'll be. Oh, so you guys wrote jingles now? You're writing
jingles? We did.
Yeah.
We write a bunch.
Is this true?
This is true.
Yeah.
Swear to this. You know what I do?
Swear to the God upstairs.
Chris Hardwick.
The big
okay,
CEO.
You swear because that's our safe word on the show. Do you swear to the mighty Lord?
Yes, I swear to
Chris Hardwick.
Okay.
Look, what we did for about 10 years was that we
give or take
for about a week, we pick a brand. So like 1 week, say we did Arby's
and
we just
one
wrote
week.
A bunch of jingles.
Okay, all right, I believe
the
you. I
ones
believe
and we saved the good ones.
Okay, I get it. So jingles. Let me hear the 7-Eleven one.
7-Eleven.
7-Eleven is one of our biggest clients.
Yeah, let me hear.
That's
it.
That's a pretty good one.
And you do the music on the end.
We sing. You know, like McDonald's.
Can I sing along?
No, do you know them? You're a fan of our work.
Well, I am actually.
Okay, sure. I mean, if you know, do you know the? Okay.
let's do jingle number 9 for 7-Eleven.
Where else? Where else are you gonna get cat food and tampons at 4 a.m? You
okay,
wanna do
yeah,
that
yeah,
one?
Yeah,
okay,
course.
You wanna do 13?
Okay,
13A. Okay, we'll do 13A.
Ooh, where else are you gonna get tampons and cat food at 4 a.m? Oh, so you guys
7-Eleven.
7-Eleven said that one was too long.
They said that was too long. They said make the bumper shorter.
But then we made the bumper shorter and they still didn't take it.
Because you made them too short. Play the one.
Play the one.
So what? It seems like our late night people might kill you. At least we're open. Yeah, see, that's
7-Eleven.
They felt like you said fuck you when you did that.
Well, I was a little bit because I put a lot of work into that preview.
We spent 3 years on those 7-Eleven. Like, you write it for a week, but then you just
now,
refine and refine. Writing is rewriting.
Writing is rewriting. Now, maybe pretend you're the band on the road. By doing it 3 or 4 times, let's do the same one.
What's
the best of the shitty ones we just did? How about where else you're going to get? There could be one where we might be
feel unsafe when you're buying chips?
Don't you? Let's try it. Ready? Let's test that one out. You ready?
Okay.
Don't you want to feel unsafe when you're buying chips?
7-Eleven.
Oh, they're good. Would you do any others? I don't want to make you improv.
Okay.
All right,
we
Burger
won't
King.
Do any now. We can do a Burger King one now.
Oh, you do Burger King one?
We love
oh,
Burger
you
King.
Gotta. I love Burger King. Not
Who
really.
Doesn't? Who doesn't? Wait.
Let's act like people. Do you love Burger King? I don't hate it or dislike it. I just don't.
I honestly think it gets too much of a bad rap.
You think it's too much of a bad rap?
I think it does.
Do you think,
if their buns were better,
how are the buns over there?
I think the buns are on par with every other fast food.
Okay.
No.
Okay.
No, I think Jack in the Box has some good buns.
Oh, shit.
Oh, shit.
Wow. It's our new segment.
Oh, shit!
No, because buns.
It's pretty great. I don't have a counter argument.
Is that the comedy
Todd,
we do now?
Todd, jeez.
Oh, we both did the exact now, same yeah. thing at the exact time. That's what you're going to do? No, let's take a break. I don't want to do that anymore. Hey, guys.
Yeah.
What's up?
Also on the road, which one are we going to... I want to practice, because then Sean might listen to the podcast, and he's going to be in the band.
Yeah.
Talk about... Let me tell you something. I'm very appreciative to Sean in the band. Plays in the band he plays the drums.
Wow.
He plays the flute. He plays the saxophone.
Whoa.
And I saw him messing around a ukulele on TikTok.
Really?
I said, you know what?
Incorporate it.
He'll go, oh, I can't have room in the car. No, I don't want him to bring it. Honestly, I don't.
Maybe you can strap the ukulele to the roof of the
car. Strap it to your head and play it with your tongue and do a show for my people.
That's right.
But we're going to do a segment that Sean wrote all the jingles for, Name 10 Things About a Friend That You Like. And he also gave us...
Do we have
to do 10? Well, we can do less. But
can
let's,
we do 5?
Let's... Maybe. Hold on 1 second. But first, let's play...
Don't ruin it.
No, it's fine. But I want to talk about his music lessons again. I'm very...
Who is this? Wait, who is this person?
Sean is originally...
Not this Sean.
No. No, Sean listens to the show, and now he became a friend, you know, by playing in the band, and then you develop a friendship. So, but originally I did his podcast years ago called Sean and Dave Make Music.
Hmm.
And then we became friendly, and then... he did me some songs for the show over the years, and then I was in Philly, and he sat and he did drums last time. He was amazing, and but I want him to they'll listen. Maybe they'll hear it like that. So what's the best one? 7-Eleven. Oh yeah, what was the one you said? Let's all try to do it together. Do it at its best. This is what the road band should sound like. So So what was the one?
Which,
we
which seven?
Hilly, how about we might be filthy dirty, but we're opened.
Yeah, I like that. That's a good
so
one.
So you guys, now it's going. I'm going to play the guy, me, and then I'm going to join you because there'll be three of you. So now you guys, you write jingles?
Oh yeah.
Oh, you're serious? I thought you were joking.
No, we actually do it for like different like stores and stuff.
You
like
wrote one for
7-Eleven. Yeah, we did 7-Eleven.
No, legal reasons you can't. What?
Legal reasons we can't just like bust
stop,
it out.
Stop, please. I'll give you $50.
$50.
Yeah,
that would cover the legal fees.
Thank you. Okay, cool. All right. So, give me an example. Who do you write them for? 7-Eleven.
7-Eleven. Yeah,
we do all brands, but like 7-Eleven is probably
cream
of the crop.
Can I hear one of them?
Oh yeah. Just
is it ready?
I think it's as ready as it's ever going to be.
Let me hear.
You know what? You're right. Yeah. Rip the Band-Aid off, which you can buy at 7-Eleven. I didn't make myself laugh.
Okay. Let me hear it.
Do you remember how it goes?
Yes.
All right, great. Ready?
We might be filthy dirty, but we're open. Yeah. Maybe I don't have to put that swing on. We might be filthy dirty, but we might be filthy dirty, but we're open.
7-Eleven.
And then we all do 7-Eleven at the end. Okay? Guys, yep. Here we go.
We
might be filthy, but we're open. 7-Eleven
to the end.
7-Eleven to the end.
7-Eleven to the
end. We might be filthy, but we're open. That's a good adjustment.
7-Eleven to the end.
Have you ever written jingles before, Todd?
Let's talk about that off the air.
He can't talk about it for legal reasons.
How do you get into it all together? I think you go, you make one person the lead, and when they let loose, you all let loose.
Yeah.
7-Eleven.
We might
be filthy, but we're open. 7-Eleven till the end. We all got to get on the same page. How about, I'll let you lead. I want to see what happens if we let one person lead. Here we go. Oh, you wrote a jingle?
Yeah, we wrote a jingle.
No, is this true or is this bullshit? I love
No, it's true. No, we
now, don't
wrote
lie that. To me. I was lied to when I was a little kid once. My dad drove me up to the Poconos and said I was going to get a puppy. And when we got up there, it's not his fault, but they had given the puppy to somebody else. My dad said, just be glad it has a home. But now when you're 5 years old.
That's really tough.
Is that dumb?
But we won't do that to you.
No, we would never.
So you really write jingles?
We write jingles. Honestly,
what, do you have any company or something?
It's a small startup.
What's its name?
It's an LLC.
Give it to Max
really
Barth
expensive.
Is steaming right now that we're not mentioning his name. He's combing through the podcast.
I mean,
the word out on the
Chef
street that Max Barth
comic.
Is sifting through the podcast like sand. They go, they mentioned you at the 28-minute mark. They mentioned you at the 30. He feels horrible. The word out on the street is he goes, what am I, a lunatic? I got to go.
You know, he screenshots the time code.
Yes.
And then he
tweets
it.
Todd Glass is talking about me
board.
At 20. Yeah.
Like a red string.
And when he says, when he connects it together, he's going to come after me with a chainsaw with no. Thing is, it's a true Todd Glass fan, but with no blades. Just the sound.
That is like Halloween Horror Nights.
Exactly. Yeah.
That's stuff
right,
spooky.
Listen. God, I get excited, but I feel great. Baby, lock them doors. Listen, serious?
Yeah.
So can I hear another one of your... I want to hear how tight we can get it. I'm glad I'm not forgetting.
I mean, our jingles are always tight. They're written to be sang, so...
Let me hear one of yours.
They cannot be...
And we can. You can practice. You've never done this before. If you do one together, no. I don't care if you do it six times. I want to hear what it can sound like when you go, see, that's what... Because then the band that helps me out on the road, I can say, hey, you know what, guys? Listen to the number 20. Look, we literally do a real live rehearsal, just like we would do at a comedy club before the light crowd came in. We do it. Go listen. You'll see how
can
good we
can get.
Can
I be honest? Why it's
it.
Taking so many times for us? So like normally, like with the jingles, like
you're in a studio.
Yeah, we're in a studio. Well,
we have a lot of time on our hands.
Jack and I. This is honestly the first time we've been able to, you know,
right.
be in the same room together without.
Well, I'm glad
I've been social distancing for the past 10 years.
Oh, before the pandemic.
I'm like the AIDS monkey of COVID.
Can
you know
I hear?
I mean? Like I had COVID for a long time, just trying to keep it from everybody.
Right.
But then you know, I see one prostitute and she spreads it around to everybody.
Right. Why do you have to make jokes about the less fortunate?
Why do you think I'm joking?
You know what?
Putting my
That's
heart
the,
out there.
Who told that joke at the airport? They said you can't make jokes about having a bomb, but you can't. If they go, you can't make jokes about having a bomb. You can't go. No, I'm not joking. Can they go? Okay. Just can't make jokes. Who says that? Who does that joke?
Oh, the TSA.
Yeah. Well, that's the joke's about
you know how
the
they
TSA.
Say you go on a plane,
no,
you can't
comedian?
Say fire.
What comedian?
Same thing. It's just like, yeah. Well.
Not if you start a fire.
Well, what if there is a fire?
There's
can
too
I
many
say
things
then?
Left
you know
open
what
to the public on an airplane. I just figured it out. I should have figured it out long ago, but I really just had the crisp, clean thought when looking at all the doors where you can just open them.
That's a lot
Every
of doors.
Goddamn lunatic, no offense, except me, they go, all the lunatics, stay seated. I get up, I walk off the plane.
I guess if anything, it just shows you like how many people are normal.
People, can I tell you what it shows you? And I don't want to jinx it.
What a
most
show.
People, you'll get what I'm saying. With all the honest, like looking at it, even a comedic, stupid little joke I'm about to make, but looking at it from an honest perspective, even including people that deal with depression, and you know that's like a different thing. But just as crazy as the world is, people. Most accidents on the 405 aren't because someone just reared into somebody else. You'd think that'd be happening. You'd think that would be... Yeah. It's like a little kid would go, Dad, why is there people every day? There's somebody who goes, well, you can't have this many people. And just the sad truth is that at least 3 or 4 times a night on any major highway, you're going to have people just... It's an aggression. You're in your car. You're very angry. So people just try to kill themselves in the car, and they try to take other people down with them. And it's but it doesn't.
Yeah.
With all the... We can all get on the highway and agree, you'll go that way, I'll go that way. You know what I mean? And then, so you're, it's sort of amazing. It doesn't say there's not tremendous problems in this world. Sure. All it's just a weird...
That's a lot of trust.
It's also the way I look at New York City. Like a little kid should say, I know there's fires in New York City, but you'll get what I'm saying. I know there are electrical fires. But overwhelmingly, if there should be every street, every night should have a small, small fire. They take it out pretty much 99% of the time. And a little kid should go, why does that happen? Not should, but like, well, there's so many wires in this city. You have to understand some of these wires are from, some of them are very old, some of them are new, and there's just so many people that usually on every block there's some electrical problem. It's just, it can't not be that way. They fix it, but no, overwhelmingly, they do amazing at having a pretty city that runs pretty good compared to, which is amazing.
You know the Arc de Triomphe in France?
What is that?
It's like an arch structure, and it's this, there's this big circle road around. It has like 6 lanes or something, and cars just go in out of it willy nilly.
They do?
Yeah.
Oh shit!
I know,
shit!
And I feel like, I mean, I don't live there, so maybe there's a ton of accidents in there. But I see that I'm like, how do you get in? There's no lights. You just get out when you feel like it's nuts
that
in
would
there.
Scare me.
Yeah, it's a roundabout.
Yeah,
I would just
but there's like 6 lanes in it. It's crazy.
You know what I would do if I got nervous into a panic? Put my blinkers on. Just apologize. I'm not going to try to get over. I'm going to crash. You put your blinkers on, and then people just have to go around you. And they almost feel bad for beeping. Once they realize your blinkers are on, you're like, most people with the decency in them will be to feel bad. So I just put my blinkers on. I wave outside. Sorry. And then I just wait till nighttime. That's what I do. When someone honks aggressively, I never move aggressively. I go, oh, you think that's... I'm going to do the opposite because I'm startled. I want to make a smart decision, not based on fear, to just go.
Yeah.
So you lay on your horn. I'm going to, not to teach you a lesson. Believe me, the last thing I want to do is engage with you, but to for my own safety. Fucking assholes. Fucking assholes.
Jeez. Edge much?
Okay, listen. I'd like to do a song.
Remember?
Okay, so what are your jingles?
Okay, so we have this one. We usually do it in the studio, but we can do it live.
We'll do it right now.
We can do it live.
7-Eleven.
You can lead it. You can lead it.
No, you got to lead it.
You need to want to do a rehearsal. I can edit it out.
We'll rehearse it.
Ready?
Okay. I'll have Cameron start it. Go ahead.
It's the 7-Eleven one.
Yep.
The filthy one, right? Yeah.
All right, filthy.
Yeah.
I'm ready.
We might be filthy, dirty, but we're open. 7-Eleven till the end.
Wow. Don't you have a buzzer for that at the end?
Oh, yeah. Do you want us to bring in our instruments?
Oh, yeah. Do.
Oh, I'm so sorry. I thought you just wanted us to... Okay. No,
oh,
no.
I thought it was just
sorry,
a vocal.
You guys are very...
I thought it was a vocal
a
only jerk.
Guys, you guys are great to save yourself in a bit. I love in the bit they rewrite it. They go, oh, no, because we were told on our SM2 sheet that it was just... it doesn't take
no,
it.
No,
you're being super friendly about it.
Yeah, of course.
But you're like, oh, now if you want me to... on this
we'll
M2,
throw it in for free.
We'll throw it in for free. Yeah, we don't care.
Yeah, Gary, can you do the piano on this one?
Gary. Thank you.
Gary.
Thank you, Gary. Thank you.
Yeah. Gary!
Can I yell in the background?
No, Gary.
If I'm going to play the piano.
Gary, you said you're a professional.
We'd rather you not do it, then.
Gary, there's a reason you're not mic'd up.
There's a reason you're not mic'd up.
Just play the keys and shut up.
All right. I only do it.
Shut up, Gary.
All right. I'm allowed to say that I'm not going to talk.
Yeah, but you open your mouth,
saying,
things come out.
Yeah, but by saying you're not going to talk,
hey,
you're
guys,
still talking.
If you want me to play the piano, then you should at least let me yell from the background a little.
No, no yelling.
Gary,
we
pay you in Cheesecake Factory coupons.
Guys, I'm leaving.
Gary, no.
Gary, no.
No,
Gary, come back.
Gary, seriously, no. No,
Gary,
no, 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 no.
Stop. I'm leaving.
Gary, no. Gary,
Gary,
Gary. Gary.
No,
Gary. Gary, don't leave, man. Come on. Gary, don't. Stop trying to turn it over. It's not going to work.
Gary, that car has been parked out front for over 5 years. It's not going to start.
How did you get the
keys?
Where did you get the keys?
So much black smoke is coming out of the car right now. You need to get out. I'm worried for your safety. Gary.
Oh, my God. There's fire. Gary, get out of the car.
Gary.
We're sorry.
No, Gary, the back of the car is on fire. Get out of the car.
Gary, Jesus Christ. Gary, fine. You can sing. You can
Gary,
sing.
Gary,
you can shout. You can shout.
Gary,
come
Gary,
back. Gary, please.
Gary,
stop.
Please,
Gary,
please.
No. Gary, no. You're going to die. Oh, thank goodness.
I think it's low on oil.
That was so good. That was great. Okay, now the guy, Sean, give me another jingle. Go.
That is Sean's favorite bit, the car bit. He was hoping it was going to happen.
You know what's a fun bit? My favorite part of that bit is acting like I'm already off to other places. I don't even have the goddamn car started.
Yeah.
I'm so cocky. I'm like, all right, everybody, bye-bye. Bye-bye. I don't need this shit.
The car is not starting. That car is not working.
What?
Two of those tires are off. It's sitting on cinder blocks. It's not going to go anywhere. What, Gary? What? All right, yeah. Go for it. Oh, shit, he got it to start somehow. He got it to start. What the hell?
Don't take the tractor.
Get the fuck out of my way.
Oh, shit, I crashed. All right, I'll come back. I'm sorry. Damn it, I was doing so good. I boom, right into the...
Yeah, you crashed into a parked car. It's crazy.
I'm going to tell you this bit in case you want to... We can find the things to do it. But here's the bit. I think Sean will laugh at this bit. I love that he's laughing. We did a bit where we talk about a road trip. We go, okay, and we pack everything. Everybody took forever. Everybody went back and got stuff. The car would start. We turn it off. Everybody forgets stuff. We finally get in the car. It took forever. And it wouldn't start. Then it starts, and we drive. And then finally it pulls off, and we go into the lake, and we crash. And we go, everybody go home. And then we would do it again. We go, all right, we're ready to take a road trip. Listen, please, I had the car looked at. Everything's working out great. He goes, oh, shit, I forgot my suntan lotion. Well, you get it at the hotel.
All right,
all we need for that is, what do we need? We need the car. We don't need that much.
We have a car
boat.
Screech.
We have the car screeching into the lake.
I don't know if we have a lake sound.
Well, let's get one. I'm kidding.
We have a
Yeah, that's not it.
We have a scream.
Testing. We might be filthy, but we're open. Let's try it together. Here we go. You ready?
Yeah. One,
two, three. We might be filthy, but we're open. 7-Eleven till the end. Here we go. We might be filthy, but we're open. 7-Eleven till the end.
Wow.
We might be filthy, but we're open. 7-Eleven till the end. So you guys can do it. You get it.
Yeah,
that's
yeah.
commitment. But how about this? How about, give me another one. Where else are you going to get cat food? Where else are you going to get tampons and cat food? Where else are you going to get tampons
and...
Oh, sorry, ready? Where else are you going to get tampons and cat food? 7-Eleven. How about we go 7-Eleven till the end?
Okay.
Ready?
Okay.
Yeah. 7-Eleven till the end. Ready?
It's 3 a.m. Yeah.
Where else you're going to get cat food and tampons? 7-Eleven till the end. I'm telling you. Yeah. That's the type of shit. Chip Chantry, why don't you write me some funny ones?
Come on, Chip.
At Chip Chantry, say, Todd needs you to listen to this point of the show.
Is
listen
he opening
to
for you in Philly?
Whatever it is, and help him write these jokes.
Is he opening for you in Philly?
Yeah, we don't call it that. We call it he's...
Featuring?
Shitting
on the stage?
I was going to try to be meaner. Like, instead, you think I'm going to... Oh, we don't call it the opener. That's disrespectful. Then I go, we call it the...
Starting up the chuckles.
Shit in front of me. Chip is.
Awesome. I miss him.
He's great. It's a real... You know what? I'm going to say this now, and I said it in a little video we did. The tour, I guess you could call it a tour. It's like the same thing I did right before the pandemic. I go to Philadelphia,
And look, when I go to Philadelphia Helium, I walk into people that melt my heart because they want it to be, you know, they want it to be the way I like it, you know, and they're a sweet staff. I always, you know what I love? On the pre-show announcement, sometimes I'll go, of course, my main priority would be that the staff all treat you with respect and love, and I know that they will. I know who's serving you and working the floor. But it goes the other way. I go, you treat them with respect, too. They're not the enemy. If someone happens to tell you to be quiet during the show, they're going to greet you with love. The only thing that would make you feel you weren't is your own, you know, you get in your own way. I said, if they have to tell you, they're the friend. They're just there to remind you. And they said it does make them less aggressive, the audience. Like,
oh, really?
Yeah, it does. And I like to hear that. I go, seriously? Because you try the announcement. You go, what works? What doesn't? But then when they say that, I'm like, I like to hear that, you know, that it lessens the anger at people. You know, yeah, they're not the enemy. So, but anyway, but I walk into what I want. Then I do this place called John and Peter's. Cam's going to be with me on the keyboard and the iPad and my reverb.
And the oh shit machine.
And we're going to go in 2 days early to Philadelphia, and they're going to have a real tech person on site for us so we can really rehearse.
Cam's job.
Then we go, no,
he's like a real tech person.
He's a real guy.
The shit he shouldn't have to worry about. Usually sometimes at clubs it can take so long to, it doesn't matter. But anyway, then we go on to John and Peter's, which is an iconic place in New Hope, which literally because of the pandemic they're letting 50 people in. It's this swanky little place, but I deck it out. I have the band on stage. We do black tablecloths. I go, let's make it like this sort of real just
Where's
swanky.
New Hope?
New Hope is in right outside of, I don't even know how to say it, like New Jersey, Doylestown.
So you're doing Philly and New Hope.
I go to Philly, and then we will take 2 days off, and we'll go to this New Hope. They got us a house right on the river. Mm. So we're going to go in a day early and really appreciate it. There's a big fireplace. And really enjoy it, then go to the place just maybe to see music at night, then do our show. Then we have 2 days or three until we have to work Pittsburgh. So we're going to go in there a day early, go out to dinner, go out to Thai food. And so I know John and Peter's, it's a music venue, mixing the show. They actually go, oh, we'll mic the drums. But, you know, I'm like, cool. And it ends up sounding, me and John were like, God, isn't that funny? Like, that was the first time we ever mixed at a music venue.
That's cool.
Yeah, it was a real treat. We're like, holy shit, that was all equal. And the other sounds good. Comedy club sounds really good, but there's just a little bit of a difference, you know.
They just know how to mic instruments.
Right. And mix it all together.
Yeah. Yeah.
But John and Peter's for that reason. And then on to the Comedy Arcade in Pittsburgh, which I just have. I'm overwhelmed. I feel like I love that place, and I love that I get to go back, and it's going to be so special because I won't have it be anything
else.
What
day are you in Pittsburgh?
We go there on a Tuesday. And then our shows are Thursday, Friday, Saturday.
What are the dates?
Philly's 13, 14, 15.
So
then 17th is John and Peter's. It's probably 21, 22, 23.
Yeah, 20, 21, 22.
I got it in my head.
Cool.
And the band's going to be great. And Steve George is going to be in the band. And then Sean, at this point, the name is absurd. It's still, I'll get it by Philadelphia. I'm not going to mess it up. Sean Arjua.
Oh, Araujo?
No. I know it's not that. Sean, are you proud of me that I don't know it, but at least I know what else it is and it isn't?
It's not Stevenson.
No. Sean, I love you to death. Now, let me tell you something. There are people that listen. I'm trying to motivate you from a place of love, and then we're going to...
You're my honey bun sugar plum pumpy.
Sean, don't be mad.
You're my
sweetie. Come on, I love you. I get nervous when I say your name because you're so talented. I see you on TikTok, always seeming so comfortable in front of the camera.
I tremble in the knee.
And I love you so.
But there are people that that want music lessons, and you can do it on Zoom. I mean, after this, we're gonna. What is this? The game we're gonna play with you? You brought your jelly beans.
Bean boozled.
This is our first episode. The second part of the Todd Glass show. We're gonna open. In case you're going, should I listen next week?
Yeah.
Next week opens with us being bamboozling each other with this
bean boozled.
Bean boozled. Excuse me. Yes, bean boozled. And are these candies?
It's jelly beans. And wow. You love jelly beans.
I know. Can I just eat a handful?
I wouldn't.
Because
half of them are disgusting.
I know. How disgusting is it going to be? How long does it take to get the disgustingness out of your mouth?
I don't know. I've never done it.
Well, can you do it and hit one and then tell me what it's like?
What if I get a good
one? Well, then you'll do it until
we'll
you get a bad one.
We'll have
you
to
do
find
it.
Out.
You do it, you too. Whoever wants to do it till you get a bad one. Then when you tell me if it's not bad, I'll do it too.
Okay.
But if you go, oh no, then I'm not going to do it either.
Okay.
Part two of the Todd Glass Show. So, Sean gives music lessons. And let me tell you something. It's a good. I'm motivating you. I'm not begging you. I'm motivating you because this is a great opportunity. I'm going to say it again. You know, can I tell you the truth? My niece listens to the podcast. Hey, Katie. And she is taking music lessons from him.
Oh, wow.
And because she goes, yeah, I heard you say that. And you're right. She goes, how easy do I want it to be after this? She goes, I just thought I'd have to start saying, all right, I'm never going to do it. I didn't want to say that. So I go, well, I'll do it. Anyway, so Sean, doesn't he have a... I mean,
he has a commercial.
Oh, he does? What's he got to say?
Hey, Sean Arajo here. And now that I've got your attention with some bells and whistles, that's right, I know how to play to my audience. Are you interested in learning a real instrument?
Hear it again.
Hey, Sean Arajo here.
Sean Arajo. Arajo.
Arajo.
Sean Arajo.
Sean Arajo.
Ladies and gentlemen, Sean Arajo on drums, flute, and also saxophone. Sean Arajo. Sean Arajo, play it again.
Wait, I think it's Arajo.
Arajo, play it again.
Hey, Sean Arajo here.
Sean Arajo.
Sean Arajo.
Sean Arajo. Sean Arajo. Sean Arajo, ladies and gentlemen. How about a hand for him on the drums, flute, and saxophone? Sean is on the phone.
Sean is on the phone. Sean is on the phone.
Shame on you.
Shame on you.
Shame
on you. Sean's on the phone. Sean is on the phone. Shame on
you. Stop it, guys.
Sean is on the phone. Sean was on the phone. Shame on you. Shame on you.
Sean
was on the phone. Sean was on the phone. Shame on you.
Shame
on you.
Here's how we're going to close out the first part of the show. Then we're going to take a break, come back, and do part two. Are you guys good for part two?
Talking to the mic.
Is everybody okay?
Talking to the mic.
Okay?
Talking to the mic.
Thank you. See, that's why I have you around. Mm-hmm. I want to see how I sound. 2, 3, 4. It sounds good. Everything looks good. There's just this headphone thing was a little weird. Sean?
Which Sean?
Did we play his whole song? No, we didn't.
We played the beginning to hear
Let's hear the whole thing.
Sean Arajo.
Sean Arajo. Sure, I know his name. What the fuck? Am I stupid?
Hey, Sean Arajo here. And now that I've got your attention with some bells and whistles, that's right, I know how to play to my audience.
That's classless, but.
Are you interested in learning a real instrument in the comfort of your own home from a fun, silly, professional musician? I could be your guy. Maybe you want to learn something like this.
I do want to learn
something like this.
Shut up.
Oh, wait, I got to whip my reed. Hang on.
Oh, that's like.
Maybe even something like this.
What instrument is that?
Or maybe this is more your speed. Any questions so far?
Yeah,
you in the back.
What?
I heard if you learn how to play the flute, Todd will respect you more. Is
that
true? Well, it's a sound. It's a sound.
It's not that he disrespects you.
It's not
that
he disrespects you
more.
But no, of course he will.
Still not sure?
Of course he will. Of course he will.
Well, for a limited time, I'm offering one free trial lesson.
Shut the fuck up! If it's not true, don't say it! I found out it's true.
Is it
true?
I teach flute, saxophone, clarinet, ukulele, and also composition and songwriting.
I've
got a master's degree in music, and I've taught over 10,000 private music lessons, blah, 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 blah. I'm down to earth, and I know my stuff. You get it. Anyway, go to SeanArajo.com. That's SeanArajo.com to learn more about me and connect. Maybe Todd will be nice enough to post a link so you don't have to type that in. Either way, get at me, and I promise we'll have a ton of fun.
Nice. Thank you, Sean. So here's what I'd like to close the show with. We're gonna sing a little song. And then we're gonna come back. And you wanna do Rhinestone Cowboy?
Okay.
Yeah.
We got it.
Yeah, we got
it. Let's try. Here's the truth. Just really try our hardest.
I'll try.
And then the song's there, but thank you for doing it. Oh, this is the first half. This was the first
double show in the new year.
Double show for 2022.
Double show for 2022. Are you okay with time?
I'm getting the lyrics.
Oh, you mother humper.
I'm gonna do that too.
Do you want to do that too? You
want to get the lyrics right now? I'll get the lyrics right now.
You want to get the lyrics? Are you comfortable? You don't have to sing. Good.
Thank God.
Hey, you're great energy. Yeah. You're great. I hope you're having a good time. Are you having a good time?
Yeah.
Good, because you're great. You get all the silly so bits. Long. You're good energy. It's fun to have somebody
singing
here.
The same old song.
This is what's going to happen in Philadelphia. For the podcast listeners, they're going to be listening for this. They're going to go. So what will happen is, I'm going to do a new version of Sweet Caroline. Believe it or not, I'm just doing it till I die. But we do have a new version of it. And then, you want to play it?
The new version?
The new version?
Yeah.
Lady Gaga.
Here we go. Try your hardest. Here we go. This is what happens on the road. Here we go. Thank you. Where began? I can't begin to know it. But then I know it's growing strong. Hey! Wasn't the spring, bam, ba, dam, ba. And spring became the summer.
Ho, ho!
Who'd have believed you'd come along? Ah, yeah, come on, Philadelphia. Hands.
Touch
hands. Here we go. Reaching out. Touching me. Touching you. Bum, bum, bum. Good times never seem so good. So good! So good! So good!
You can always hum if you don't know.
Thanks for coming out, everybody.
I've been walking these streets so long, singing the same old song. I know every crack in these dirty sidewalks of Broadway, where hustle's the name of the game, and nice guys get washed away like the snow and the rain. There's been a load of compromising on the road. Like a rhinestone cowboy, bum bum, riding a horse in a star-spangled rodeo. Like a rhinestone cowboy, bum bum, getting cards and letters from people I don't even know. And off who's coming over the phone.
Here we go. Everybody.
Well, I really don't mind the rain.
I don't mind it.
I hide all the pain.
You hear me?
But you're down when you're riding the train that's taking the long way. And I dream of the things I'll do with a subway token and a dollar.
Part one.
It's you I like. It's not the things you wear, not the way you do your hair, but it's you I like. The way you are right now, the way down deep inside you, not the things that hide you, not your toys, they're just beside you. But it's you I like. Every part of you, your skin, your eyes, your feelings, whether old or new. And I hope that you'll remember, even when you're feeling blue, that it's you I like, it's you yourself, it's you, it's you, it's you I like. It's you, I.